and we would go to different things. As Frank started getting more and more into the light show and getting gigs, he started finding out that almost all of the bands were getting ripped off and screwed by their managers. I'm not going to mention names in this tape. I don't think it's appropriate. Let other people who have axes to grind mention names. I mentioned the good guys, you know. So Frank started giving some of the groups, some of the bands, advice on things they should demand and things they should do for with their managers to get their contracts revised. And he was still doing the insurance underwriting on the side, and the light show was just don't give up your day job work, you know. And at some point or another, the light show became predominant, and he went full-time with it. And then two or three or four of the groups asked him if he would take the time to tell them what they needed to do. And he says, you might as well hire me to be your damn manager, you know. And so they got together and consulted on it, and I think they all decided that this was fairly good. They would let Frank be their manager.
Did he have a business background at Oakport? He graduated high in his class, correct?
He graduated very high in his class. But his I don't know, he went into insurance underwriting. I don't know if he had a business background or not. I didn't, you know. Frank was a friend. We were not, he never talked about his job in insurance underwriting. We were more involved in the light show stuff. We had other interests than money. I mean, remember that period when it was the least of your, on a list of 10 important things in your life, it was number 9?
Yeah. It was just a means to get
things. Right above taxes, you know.
Where did y'all first, later was in clubs and things, at first just at private parties, or
no.
Or would you put on the light show?
It was at, like, what was the name of the club?
The Catacombs.
Oh.
That was one of their first shows, and Frank said, you've got to come to the Catacombs. This great group is named The Bag, and they're playing, and you've got to come and see them. And he says, maybe you'll take a picture or two, too. So I brought my camera, and they were good. I thought they were very good, but I didn't know music. I mean, Frank introduced me to the Beatles, you know. I didn't even know about the Beatles until he told me. And